Thomas Jones is 22 years old, a budding composer and opera connoisseur. His parents, Sean and Joanne, say that he has listened to opera on Saturdays since he was old enough to turn the dial on the radio.
You can sing him three or four measures of an aria, and he can probably tell you what the aria is and which opera it was from and who wrote the opera.
He and Craig Jessup of the American Festival Chorus have been good friends for years, and at Saturday's concert, Thomas will have his conducting debut with the American Festival Chorus and Orchestra.
It's something we've dreamed of his whole life. Thomas has always had an affinity for classical music, and to have him have this opportunity to actually conduct a full orchestra and chorus is
mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's more than we ever could have imagined happening.
Thomas was also born with cerebral palsy.
What is it that makes you like going to concerts?
I like listening to music.
What's your favorite opera, Thomas?
La Boheme.
Yeah. Never changes. And who's your favorite opera singer?
Renee Fleming.
As an active music-loving family, the Joneses often find it challenging to attend concerts together.
We have friends that have two daughters that are autistic, and they'll be going along just fine, and then all of a sudden just scream out. There's nothing they can do about it, but they could never take them to a formal concert. But music, like a formal concert, does wonderful things for children with hurt brains. And so if we could get people used to the fact that every once in a while there's a concert where everyone is welcome and there's going to be noise.
And it's okay.
So that families can feel like at least sometimes they can bring them.
Bryce Fifield is the director of the Center for Disabilities at Utah State University and also sings bass in the American Festival Chorus. From both his life and work experience, he is well acquainted with the particular challenges those with disabilities face when attending live concerts and events.
They have varying ways of experiencing music, and sometimes they might get really excited about it and shout out. They might get really moved by the music and want to sing along with it or express their delight or their inspiration of the music. And if you're in a quiet concert hall listening to something kind of quiet, sometimes that disturbs other concert goers, and especially family members might feel ill at ease being in that kind of situation. And so we wanted to create a very accepting, safe environment for folks to come and just have a blast with this concert and to let loose and have just a good time with it.
As preparations for the concert have gone underway, Fifield and his team have made efforts to accommodate every individual, from providing transportation to using sign language interpreters for the deaf. In addition, this free concert will last only about an hour.
The music that we've selected is just, if you listen to it carefully, it is all about disabilities. It's really an amazing selection of music. Several that stick out in my mind are the songs from Beauty and the Beast and the songs from The Little Mermaid. And those songs are all about overcoming a disability. So Ariel, the Little Mermaid, wants to walk. She wants to have legs. She wants to be able to walk up there where the people walk. She wants that so bad that she gives up her voice and her ability to sing. That is tremendously poignant. Beauty and the Beast. The Beast has a disability. That's a metaphor for not being his true self and his adjustment to that and being accepted in a world that is not his.
The concert with the theme Dreamers and Heroes will feature engaging music from Disney, gospel, and even Star Wars. Attendees are also encouraged to come dressed in costume. For more details about Saturday's concert, please visit our website at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Allie Snow.